Auburn needs another running back in this class, and you have a chance to have two really good ones this weekend.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Fine, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Thursday. Big Cat Weekend is one day closer. Today, we're going to talk running backs. Auburn is in, I don't want to say dire need, but Auburn really needs to add another running back. You got to have two in this class, or you're definitely going to have to go to the portal. We're going to break that down, and we're going to talk a little bit about being a little bit smarter on social media. But before we do that, we got to give a shout-out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, if you're like me, you got an idea of how you save. You got an idea of how you prepare for retirement. And nine times out of ten, it's not going to end up being adequate. So if you want to have a professional look at your portfolio absolutely free, you need to call Ford Stokes. Check him out at retirementresults.com/plan, and he can break down what you've been doing and then track it and make it so that you can put a plan together so that you can get where you need to be in the future. Make sure those gaps are closed, help you kind of delete some of the IRS different fees, things like that. He'll just put you on a better track. So check him out, Ford Stokes, retirementresults.com/plan. Tell him War Eagle, tell him I sent you a great guy. Make a friend at the same time. All right, it's no secret that running back is a very, very important part of this recruiting class in 2020, the 2025 recruiting class. Last year, you didn't take a back. You had a pretty stacked class. You had, at the time, you had four returning running backs. We had, obviously, the tragedy with Brian Battee, who seems to be doing a lot better, which is a miracle in and of itself. But now you have three guys. You're losing one. And then you never know when it comes to how the portal works. You're going to have two guys kind of battling it out for a starting role. What happens if one gets the starting nod or isn't really deemed the starter and it makes them want to go pursue more carries? You're just in a situation where you can be a little bit nervous, and you really need to take two running backs. You already have one on the board, Alvin Henderson, that you've been recruiting forever, that obviously had some drama leading up to his subsequent flip to Auburn and joining the class. And now he's one of the, you know, big time recruiters and you know, fired up to be an Auburn Tiger. But you still need one. You still need one. And right now you're kind of looking at your bigger back. You want a bigger back that can take, 20 carries a game if need be. If it's late in the game, you need to pound it and get the tough yardage. You need one of those guys. And Auburn's targeted two good ones, two really, really good ones in Usman Chroma and Shekhi Mills-Knight. And there's a chance both of them could be on campus this weekend. At least at some point in time, both of them have pledged that they would be here. And there's a chance you could get both of them on campus. Obviously, you can't take both, but you're looking to take at least one of those. It's kind of tricky as to which one you take, because they're both really good. And the information you could gather from this weekend could go a long, long way. So let's talk about Usman Chroma. I think he's probably your number one on the board. Auburn's been sort of right there with him, consistent with him, ever since he's really shown interest. Been to Auburn a bunch of times. He's another high four-star guy, bigger back, 215. Very, very versatile, though, even at that size. So, yeah, you got a guy that you can pound it with, but you got also – you got a guy that can maybe catch a screen out of the backfield, can get on a linebacker and beat him one-on-one at 215-plus pounds. So – he's from Georgia. So anytime you can get a running back, any player from the state of Georgia, that helps in and of itself, because that's your recruiting territory. It's a win in the state of Georgia, and it's somebody that is that Auburn would love to have. Now, he said he's coming to Big Cat, but Florida State is actually coming after him pretty hard as well. So, and they're having an event this weekend. It's very similar to the Naeem Alford thing. Okay, remember Naeem Alford? We talked about yesterday. Oregon is pushing really, really hard to get him at his event, get him at their event. And even though he said he's coming to Auburn at some point in time in the past, like in the recent past, not like a year ago, like, you know, maybe in June, whenever, on his official visit, whatever, there's a chance he could go to that Oregon visit. It's kind of the same thing with Usman Khroma. Okay. But the difference is, Usman's kind of been pretty public about it. You know, he's kind of been public about the fact that, you know, Florida State's recruiting him hard. They're up there with Auburn, and he could go there as well. But he said he has, said, I'm going to go visit both places during this little dead period. During this little open period after the dead period opens. So yeah. He could end up not coming to Big Cat Weekend, but he's going to be in Auburn at some point in time over the next week or so to be able to visit and get those last little hurrah in before he makes his commitment. Because I think he said he wants to have it done before a season. Well, you're talking less than a month away from high school football kicking off. So it's a big weekend for if he were to show up at Auburn. Auburn wants him to come to Auburn. Auburn wants him here really, really bad. So I know they're going to be pushing, doing everything they can to make sure he shows up. But if he doesn't show up, it's not the end of the world with him, because he could very well just come Sunday or Monday. You got a week for them to come visit. Yeah, he'd miss out on the festivities, miss out on the hype a little bit. But if everything pops off like it's supposed to this weekend as far as commitments go, the hype around Auburn is going to be big, and so it's going to be a surprise. Like, he's going to come up here and there's not going to be everybody's excited and a dud, because you're just going to be coming off hopefully a bunch of commitments. You're hopefully going to have another commitment on Monday, and then you can kind of get in the mix there and get excited and make a big impression. So that's going to be one to watch. If he were to be confirmed, this would be another one that I would imagine I'm confirmed coming. I think it would be one that would be sort of like a, maybe Friday or even a, Saturday morning type thing. I think everybody's sort of a little bit iffy on if he's going to be there or not. So we'll see what happens with him. If you get him here, you feel really, really good. The second guy, who I love, Shakai Mills-Knight. Honestly, my opinion doesn't matter, but if I had to pick one of the two, I think I'd be leaning this way. I mean, you're talking already 6'1", 220, and the thing is, he doesn't run like a 6'1", 220 back. He can put his head down and run over you, but he's super, super smooth, okay? So I don't know that he is the 1A target. He may be 1B. I think you take either one, but I think for Auburn, they're probably leaning a little bit more Usman Khroma, but Shakai Mills-Knight is a stud in and stands alone by himself. Okay. Tricky thing about him, he has confirmed he's coming. Okay. So he's going to be here, but there are some rumblings. There are some predictions going in that he may be leaning a little bit towards Ole Miss. So this is a very, very important weekend. So if some chance Usman Khroma doesn't show up, I think you got to go ahead and just flip the switch and put the 1,000% full court press on Shakai Mills-Knight, because a bigger back, high school running back to pair with Alvin Henderson is a must in this class. And I don't think we have to worry about him not coming. I mean, anything's possible, but he's said recently he's going to be there. So that's been confirmed by multiple people. So you got a chance to have two really good running backs, you got to have one. You got to. Otherwise, you have to just gamble on what's going to be available in the portal. Then how does that shake out? How does a portal guy shake out wanting to come in and compete with your two returning studs in Austin and Cobb and Alvin Henderson? That's tricky as well. How hard is it, unless you can find like a young guy that doesn't matter if he sits 1 year, which if that guy exists, why is he in the portal anyway? But so it's tricky. It's tricky when it comes to portal running backs, especially if you want to get a starter, that's fine. But if you want to try to find a guy who's going to be okay with splitting carries or okay with not being the guy, then, you know, things get a little tougher. So that's why a high school guy is very, very important here. If it's me, I say go hard after Shakai Mills Knight, but I would be just equally ecstatic with Usman Chroma. It's just I'm wondering which one's the easier get at this point. And I don't personally see the big gap in between them. I think obviously you want to get a kid from Georgia when you can. Shakai Mills Knight's from Tennessee, but still, I just think they're so close as far as skill level goes and impact goes. You flip a coin, you take whichever one that you feel like you can get easier and you get them in the class. Because obviously, the earlier you can get them in, the harder it is. Flips are a lot easier now, but it's still harder than getting an uncommitted prospect. So hopefully, we get some progress on the running back situation this weekend. The picture's a little bit clearer, because right now it's kind of hard to know which way Auburn's going to go between these two guys. So let's see what happens this weekend. Let's see who shows up and then the subsequent press once they're on campus. So let's see what happens. All right, last thing, Caleb Cunningham. We talked about him yesterday. He had told multiple reporters that he was coming, okay? So it's not like it was bad information. He had been quoted, been whatever. He had told multiple different people, I'm coming for Big Cat Weekend. Well, yesterday – and we talked about that, but yesterday he tweeted, I'm not coming to Big Cat Weekend, okay? I got a ton of opinions on that, on the reason why, but the main focus is what happened after. And guys, I don't know how many times I have to say this or how many times you have to be just shaken into reality to understand what's going on today in recruiting, but no recruit is ever off the table. No recruit is ever off the table, even if they're committed, for sure they're not off the table. And a lot of times, even if they're signed, they're not off the table. Okay. So when a kid says something, and that wasn't even that bad, like that wasn't even like a shot at Auburn. It was just a, hey, I'm not going to be at Big Cat Weekend. You know, I've changed my mind, or, you know, I'm putting it out there. So you stop writing articles. I'm not going to be at Big Cat Weekend. You know, he's got his spot saved in Alabama's class. And if he's interested in elsewhere, I'm sure there's probably some stipulations or there's probably some pressure on, hey, if you want to do this, then this is going to affect this. So, I mean, I don't blame him right now. I don't blame any wide receiver at all for saying, I'm not 1,000% sure on Auburn right now. I want to see what happens, but I got to have a spot, or I want to have a spot in this class. So I'm going to commit here and I'm going to hang out and I'm going to let everybody recruit me. Auburn's going to still recruit me. And then I'm going to see how things go. And then, you know, maybe I make a decision to flip. If Auburn continues to push, if Auburn starts off 5-0 and Auburn's hot, maybe. Just maybe that, you know, that's where I want to be. And if they show me what I need to see, I might go ahead and flip. But I got my spot holder here. It does have some, you know, maybe some strings attached that I got to be careful on my visits. I got to be careful on things I say. But yeah, that is totally, to me, totally a rational line of thought, or rational behavior from a wide receiver looking between Alabama and Auburn. Okay, so what we got to stop doing is just blasting kids when they say stuff like this. There was a lot of folks that just kind of you know, you ascribe ulterior motives. You sort of take, call his character into question because he doesn't come to a visit to a school he's not committed to. No one is off the table. Okay. You can take them off the table with stuff like that. Okay. You got to be careful. I don't really understand what people say. Well, they're paid now. So it's, you know, there is no rationality. There is no rational argument to make it okay to go blast a kid in his comments over committing elsewhere or saying things. Now, if they're being a jerk, that's one thing, but he was just saying he wasn't coming this weekend. Like he wasn't even, I think a lot of people were, you know, oh, you're not only not coming because you're getting paid not to come. Well, then you think, oh, those stuff, that stuff doesn't make a, you know, as big of an impact. He follows it up with a tweet. Alabama hasn't paid me anything to not come visit or something like that. So clearly you made an impact. Clear, you know, when people say, oh, it's just Twitter, it's just social media, blah, 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 blah. Clearly, it made an impact. So no recruit is ever off the table until it's just off the table. Like until, you know, they're signed and they're playing for another team. Okay. And even then you could still end up getting them in the transfer portal, at a later date. So you can take a kid off the table with stuff like that, with ugly popping off on Twitter and just, you know, continuing to pound these young guys who are probably having money thrown at them all over the place, having, you know, agents and recruiting directors and all kind of stuff, talking to them all over, you know, information coming from all different sides. If you're, you know, adding to that stress, if one school seems to be a little bit, you know, leaning one way as far as being, you know, I don't know, jerks on social media, I can see how that may want to, hey, I'm going to go ahead and eliminate this stressor. Heck, if I go there and I have a bad game, they're going to light me up on Twitter. That wouldn't be very fun. So, I mean, I'm throwing out a lot of different scenarios, but the bottom line is, Caleb Cunningham is not off the table until it's over. He's going to be one that Auburn recruits until signing day, okay? And he likes Auburn, period. He likes Hugh Freeze. He likes Derek Nix. They have a relationship. He likes Auburn, okay? That's why he was scheduled to come this weekend. And for whatever reason, the heat got turned up from one side and he had to feel like he had to, had to wait. And it wasn't worth it to him yet. Wasn't worth it to him yet to risk his spot in Alabama's class to come visit Auburn without seeing a product on the field that would resemble something that he would want to go play for. And I don't blame him for that. I don't blame him for that 1%. What I blame is guys on, you know, the Auburn fans, you know, popping off on him and clearly making an impact for the fact that he had to feel like he had to make a response tweet. So be careful on social media. You already saw it with Alvin Henderson. Luckily, you know, Auburn stayed on him, but there was a lot of negativity towards him, and he was a little bit more, probably a little bit more dramatic at times than, way more dramatic than Caleb Cunningham. But still, if Auburn wants a guy, don't do stuff to, you know, possibly affect it. Come on, be smart, be careful on social media. Get in a group chat. Get mad at him in a group chat. You know, a group chat's fine. A Discord, something like that, something that's not public. Don't go on a public platform where the kid can see it and poop on him for a decision that you know, you got you all in your feelings, okay? Let's be smart. Let's be smart as fans. Let's be respectful. Let's let this process play out, okay, because it's not over with anybody. It's not over with anybody after a commitment. It's not over with anybody that doesn't come on a visit in July, even though it is Big Cat weekend. There's a lot that can play out. Alabama's offense could struggle. Auburn's offense could be really good. And then what happens? So let's be careful on social media. Let's let things play out. This one's far from over with Caleb Cunningham, but he's not going to be at Big Cat weekend. And that's fine. It stinks, but it's fine. We're going to be all right, and they're still going to recruit him as hard as they possibly can. So let's see what happens there. Let's try to be a little bit smarter on social, and let's just have fun in general. Let's watch the fireworks this weekend. Still going to be a lot of fireworks. We'll talk about some possible guys on commit watch tomorrow, and just see what happens over the weekend. You could have one pop tomorrow. I mean, it seems like there's a bunch lined up. You know, you hate to have them all go at the same time and sort of overshadow each other. Could possibly start the fireworks tomorrow. So let's see what happens. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Get in the comments. Let me know if you agree with me on the social media stuff. If you think I'm crazy, which running back do you think you'd rather have? And we'll just get after it. I'll try to respond to every single comment. There was a Alabama-Auburn fight in the comments yesterday. A lot of fun to watch. A lot of fun to watch. It's a fun place to be. So follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And we're going to be back tomorrow breaking it down, getting after it. So I really appreciate it. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.